Yes, well, good morning, Brother Marlon here. It's been an interesting week. God is leading, guiding, ordaining this week and different things that he has brought out through me and has showed me clearly. It's been also been a hot week. We're having had a high of, I think, 103 today here in Pennsylvania. But, you know, the Lord's there even in that time. Well, I want to finish out today with something that God is teaching me. I am learning how to walk through this. I'm learning how to understand this aspect of the Christian life. I know some people can get confused, can get misled in this very aspect. There's one thing I want to stress. The thing I want to speak on is hearing from God in your difficult circumstances, or any circumstances for that matter. But especially when you have a big decision in front of you, or maybe you have just a lot of things going wrong, and you're looking to the Lord and saying, what is my next step? It's very essential. We as Christians learn to hear from God, learn to understand God's voice, recognize God's voice, and learn to understand what God is wanting of us. It's an aspect of faith to the farthest, fullest extent, especially in my situation, just believing God to take care of my children, believing by faith that he will do that, but also just listening for God to speak on ways to better equip my children for the life to come. And trusting God to speak. I've come to a place where God has spoken to me clearly a lot in the last 2 years. And I'll just admit, I'm a little bit in a dry season right now. In the last 2 or 3 weeks, God has just been quiet to me about the entire situation. He's spoken a few things, but nothing dramatic. And I've come to a place where I know and I trust God to the fullest extent that if there anything huge decision comes up, if anything big comes up, I know without a shadow of doubt God will clearly speak to me. How do I know that? Because he has done it in the past, and there's no doubt he will do it again. I trust my God in a great way. How do you hear from God? Another thing, it must line up with the Bible. People have got deceived saying God has told me this or this or this, and it's contrary to the Word of God. It is a false prophet. Do not listen. It must. Again, I will say that it must line up with the Word of God. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, walk away. It has to line up with the Bible. How do you hear from God? The first thing you need to make sure is your heart clear before God? Are you a child of God? Is your conscience clear? Do you fear death? Are you looking forward to dying? If you know you're born again, then you can hear from God. Psalm 66, verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Very clear warning. If you have sin in your heart, don't even think about asking God to speak to you, because he will not speak to you because he didn't hear you. And he can't hear you. As long as you have sin in your heart must be crystal clear before God, or he would not hear you. He has given a lot of strong warnings like that in the Bible. If you have sin in your life, don't even think of asking God to speak to you, because he won't. There's another strong aspect is you have to believe that God will speak. And sometimes God speaks even when you aren't really believing, when you're struggling with just struggling in this Christian life. But God loves us, and He will direct us with His eye. There's a verse in Psalms, I'm not sure where it is right now, but it says that He will direct us with His eye. He will instruct us. He will guide us. Another verse, a warning against sin in Isaiah 59, verse 2. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you. That He will not hear. Again, a very clear warning. God will not hear you if you have sin in your heart. If you have sin in your life, if you have open rebellion in your life, if you're not a child of God, God will not speak. The only thing God will hear from somebody who's on the wayward side is a prayer of repentance. Other than that, God does not hear your prayers. If you're clear in your heart, not living in sin, God will speak to you. Sometimes, how does God speak to us? Sometimes He has spoken to me directly from the Bible, most times, directly from the Bible. I remember there was a time, not before Sinan died down in Florida, I was struggling, battling with the whole situation. I was reading in Luke, and the word, bold, jumped out at me out of the Bible. And He's speaking to Peter. He said, Peter, Peter, I have prayed for you. That Satan wants to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. When you are converted, strengthen your brother. And God actually allowed me to put my name in there saying, Marlon, Marlon, I have prayed for you and your faith. And that has been a real encouragement to me because I know God spoke those words directly into my heart, saying Jesus is actually praying for my faith. That was one time where God spoke to me directly out of the Bible. One of many times. Sometimes God speaks directly to my spirit. He will give me a word. He will give me a comfort. He will give me a word that, yes, this is the way I want you to go. One thing that I view in a situation like that, when I feel God has spoken, and I feel it is of God, it does not go against the word of God, I will then simply ask God to confirm it a second time. Just like Gideon did in the Bible. We all know the story about the fleece where he put it out one night and it was the grass all around that was wet and the fleece was dry. The next day, he said, Lord, if you're really going to go with me and help me destroy these people, I'm going to put this fleece out again. If the fleece is wet and the grass around it is dry, then I know you're with me. And I usually call pulling out my fleece. I'll say, okay, Lord, you spoke this. If it really was you, confirm it. And He has been very faithful in confirming things to me in such a way because He loves us. One thing I do want to bring out, I'd shared about the iniquity. If there's iniquity in your heart, one way to make sure that your heart is crystal clear before God, that you're even in a place to hear from God, is come before the Lord, and I use this a lot already. Psalms 139, verse 23 and 24. I will pray this to God. It's a cry of David, but it's a powerful prayer. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. At that time, God will show you if there's anything in your life that is disconnecting you from Him. It is simply God showing you, it's simply a heavy burden coming upon your heart. Then you know God is speaking to you and you need to deal with what He is speaking to you. Otherwise, God will not hear you. If God does not lay anything on your heart, you can then proceed to ask God to speak to you. Again, this is done by faith in God. believing that He has your best in mind. This is probably a place where I struggle. I believe that God has my best in mind. But sometimes I do struggle with not doubting. It's simply a huge step of faith in believing God. It can be very hard sometimes, especially when you're in difficult circumstances. Another way, and I shared this earlier, of knowing whether or not God is really speaking to you is talk to somebody. For me, it would have usually been my wife. If she didn't agree with what I was hearing, I would usually get back to the Lord and say, all right, I want to know, Lord, did I truly hear from you, or am I being misled here? Since I don't have my wife, I have now turned to brothers around me. I have a few close brothers, dear brothers, I love them dearly, who I share things that I feel God is showing me. And they have their input. And then I can simply pray that God, it's also called coming under authority, I can simply pray that God will show my brother or brothers if I am hearing correctly. If not, I want to know it. But then comes the hard part, okay. You have a difficult circumstance. You have a big decision to make. You've been asking God for wisdom. And God shows you something. He speaks a crystal clear word into your heart. It doesn't seem real. You really feel like it makes sense. So a few days later, you say, Lord, if you really spoke that, how about you confirm it to my heart. Okay? He confirms it to you 4 times. It happened. Let's say he does this now 4 times, he confirms it to you. Not just twice like he did with Gideon, but he actually does it 4 times. Now comes the hard part. Waiting on God's timing. Probably the hardest thing I have done in the last 2 years is wait on God. It seems like all I ever do is wait on God. He shows me something, and I wait. He shows me something else, and I wait. I just want to close this whole week out, and I thank you, each one of you, for listening to me this week. I just want to close this session out with some verses on waiting on the Lord. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his ways, because of men who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Don't worry about the other people. You know, don't worry about them. Just rest in the Lord and wait. Very, very hard to do. It's got to be one of the hardest things I've ever done is in learning patience and just saying, hey, Lord, your timing is perfect. I'm going to wait. Psalm 69:6. Let not them that wait on me, O Lord of hosts, be ashamed of for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Again, a cry of simply saying, Lord, if we're waiting, don't allow us to be shamed. There's many verses in the Bible that speaks about waiting on God. I've done much waiting on God, and it's a very hard place to be, but I've come to a place where if you surrender your will, and you keep asking your will to give up and wait on God, it's usually a lot easier. But, you know, we have our own wills, and we want to plow ahead. There's another verse in Proverbs 20. Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. You may wonder what I'm waiting on. Sometimes I wonder myself, but I feel like God has spoken words of hope, faith, and courage to me, and I and I love my children dearly. There's many different aspects of child training that comes in, many different aspects of how to raise my children. And the Lord is slowly giving me wisdom. I'm waiting on God to give me wisdom in these different areas. And also He has confirmed to me that it will be okay. We're going to work this thing out. It's all going to be to His glory and honor. If you're in the middle of a hard circumstance, don't give up on God. He will never give up on you. When you first turn away from God, you just made your biggest mistake. Turn to God, cling to Him in your hardest decisions that you have to make, and don't let Him go. There's been times when I simply said, Lord, I'm not letting go. I feel like you're not around here, around me. I don't feel like you're even helping me right now, but I'm not letting you go because you promised to never forsake me. Don't give up on God. Believe by faith that whatever you're going through is for your best, for God's best, and it's going to work out for you in the end. God will give you grace for every situation. I promise God will give you grace if you're a child of God for every situation you find yourself in. God will give you grace. He will give you mercy to endure anything that He puts you through. And again, very essential part of Christian life, learn to hear from God and then believe by faith. Well, God bless you. That's been an interesting week for me, but I really enjoyed this week. God bless you and each one of you for listening in. And again, if you have any questions, desires to talk, you can just leave them. Feel free to leave a message. Or I left my feel free to leave a message. Well, God bless you.